أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أحسن الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله أيها المسلمون إن المتأمل والناظر في أحوال المسلمين اليوم يرى ما وصل إليه المسلمون وللأسف الشديد من تفرق وما هم فيه من ذل وما وصلوا إليه من ضعف حتى أصبحوا إلا من رحم الله لقمة سائغة للأعداء ترى هل يعلم المسلمون الأسباب التي توصل إلى هذا التمزق وإلى هذا التفرق وإلى هذا الذل وإلى هذا الهوان Indeed any Muslim who took some time out and contemplate and reflect on the conditions that the Muslims are in these days. No doubt, he will find that the Muslims are divided. You will find that the Muslims are weak. You will find that the Muslims, except from those Allah has mercy on them, many of them are far away from the deen of Allah. And therefore they live in humiliation. And they become, except for a few, by Allah's mercy and grace, an easy prey for the enemies of Islam. ترى هل هذا الضعف والهوان وهذا الذل من قلة؟ هل المسلمون قل اليوم؟ لا والله بل هم كثر يتزاوجون البليون نعم المليار أو أكثر من المسلمين ولكن لا وزن لهم لماذا؟ لأنهم فرطوا في دينهم إلا من رحم الله سبحانه وتعالى this humiliation, this weakness that the Muslims are experiencing these days, is it because there are only a few Muslims on earth? By Allah, this is not the reality. As the statistics says that Muslims are over 1.5 billions. That's a large number. But still they have no weight. They carry no weight. So what is the causes? What causes the Muslims, even though this large number, to be so weak, have no weight, and they are divided, split into many groups, and look at the chaos and the calamities that are befalling them in so many Muslim countries. فالله سبحانه وتعالى أمرنا جميعا بالاعتصام بدينه وبكتابه ونهانا عن التفرق في الدين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. الله سبحانه وتعالى commands us in his book, القرآن العظيم, to be united upon the truth, to be united upon his book, upon his legislation. And he warned us from splitting our ranks, from dividing into groups and sects, fighting one another. As Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold all of you together to the rope of Allah. And do not divide yourselves. And don't be divided. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. الآية. Another ayah from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not be like those who divide themselves, split their ranks by different, after the clear proofs have come to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such they will have a painful torment. In a day, meaning the day of judgment, when some faces turn white, while other faces turn black. قال عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما تبيض وجوه أهل السنة والجماعة وتسود وجوه أهل البدعة والفرقة ذاك أن السنة مقرونة بالاجتماع والألفة والبدعة مقرونة بالفرقة وبالتفرق. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, the faces of the people of Ahlul Sunnah, those who hold on firm to the Sunnah in their affairs, these are the faces that will be white on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the faces of the people of bid'ah, innovations and division, they're the ones that turn black on Yawm al-Qiyamah. فَدِينُ اللَّهِ وَاحِدٌ وَهُوَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَا يَقْبَلُ الْإِنْقِسَامُ. نعم, لا يقبل الانقسام إلى مذاهب متناحرة وإلى ديانات وإلى فرق. دين الله واحد, هو ما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عند ربه, وأمرنا جميعا بالتزامه وتطبيقه واتباعه, وهو الذي ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته عليه.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي كتاب الله وسنتي. The religion of Allah is one religion. And it is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with from Allah. That's the deen of Allah. And this deen of Allah does not accept division. Cannot be divided into different religions. This country have their own religion and the other and this tribe and the other. And this religion cannot be divided into groups and sects. Because the deen of Allah is one religion. But unfortunately, you see the Muslims, they are not practicing the same thing. And they should be on one thing. On the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. And this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this ummah upon, left his companions upon. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have left you upon the clear white path. Its nights resemble its days. It's all clear, no ambiguity in it. No crookedness whatsoever. It's so clear. But anyone who chooses to be on any path other than it will be destroyed. Likewise, in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have left with you that which if you hold on firm to, you will never go astray. He says, the book of Allah and my sunnah. هذا الذي يجمع المسلمين تمسكهم بكتاب الله وبسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على فهم السلف الصالح. This is what brings the unity to the Muslims. Many people say, oh, the Muslims gotta be united. Oh, we gotta be together. Naam, that's a true statement. We can't be together. But what's gonna bring us together? Not our colors, our tribes, our traditions. Was going to bring us together. That which has brought together the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holding firm to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the correct understandings of the text of the Quran and the sunnah. We understand them the way they've been understood by the best of this ummah, the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. كثير من الناس ينادي بالاجتماع، اجتماع المسلمين، اجتماع الكلمة، وحدة الكلمة. Many people, you hear them, gotta be together, the Muslims gotta be together, the Muslims gotta be united. لكن united upon what? Upon what? لا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا ما صلح أولها. As the Imam Malik رحمه الله and other than him, from the A'imma of the Salaf, they used to say, nothing will rectify the affairs of this ummah, the latter part of it, except that which rectifies the first part of it. إذن على المسلمين أن يرجعوا إلى الأصل يتمسكوا بكتاب الله وبصحيح سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على فهم أحسن هذه الأمة وأفضلها الصحابة والتابعون لهم بإحسان وأتباعهم تلك القرون المفضلة. الحل هو هذا، حل بسيط سهل ميسر، لكن لمن يسره الله عليه ولمن وفقه الله سبحانه وتعالى إليه. فأنت أيها الموفق أيها المسلم تريد الخير لك ولنفسك وللمسلمين، نعم يحز في نفسك ما وصل إليه المسلمون من ذل وهوان، تريد أن تجتمع كلمتهم؟ تريد أن يتحدوا ويكونوا أقوياء؟ هذا هو الحل. طبق الإسلام في نفسك، طبق دين الله، اعتصم بكتاب الله وبسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، هي الحكم. ترجع إلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل الأمور. ما ثبت في الكتاب والسنة وما كان عليه سلف الأمة الصحابة، خذ به، اعتقده، طبقه في حياتك، انصر من نصر ذلك. لكن من خالف الكتاب والسنة وخالف الصحابة، كيف تتبع هذا؟ كيف تتبع من يخالف كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ انتبه لنفسك يا عبد الله، ولا تكن ممن يساعدون في تخريب هذه الأمة، وذلك بمناصرة أهل البدع وأهل الضلال. وإنما ننصر دين الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعم عباد الله، the cure and the solution is simple for what the Muslims are in these days, from humility, humiliation, weakness. They all have to turn back to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be upon what the companions of the Messenger of Allah, they were upon. They were a few in numbers, but they were strong. They were victorious. They were respected and feared by their enemies. And they were only a few on earth. Why? Because the victory is from Allah. Victory is from Allah. And the victory is for those who apply the deen of Allah. Those who abide by the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam, ya Abdullah, you want good for the Muslims? Naam, it make you sad, maybe sick, what the Muslims are going through these days. The weakness after weakness, fighting each other. And he wants them to be strong and to be brothers that loving one another. There's no other way except that you start by yourself, by applying the deen of Allah in yourself, by adhering to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the best of this ummah. This is how you look. This is the window you're looking from. Anything when it comes to aqeedah, ibadat, dealing with one another, what's going on in the Muslim countries these days, how you deal with all of these matters. It's simple. It's not difficult. Look at these things from the Quran and the Sunnah. Look at what the people are saying, are doing, what they're calling you to. Does it agree with the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this is what the best of this ummah, the companions radwanullah alayhim, they were upon? If it is the case, alhamdulillah, do it. Do it. This is the right thing to do. But if what the people are calling you to, even they may be the majority, disagrees with the Quran and the Sunnah and that which the Sahaba were upon, how could you support such thing? How could you support? Naam, you say you want good for the Muslims, but how would you support someone who's destroying the Muslims, calling them to bid'ah and innovations, to divisions and splitting? Because bid'ah split the Muslims. Nothing brings the Muslims together but the deen of Allah. By understanding the deen of Allah. And whenever you are called to anything, or you hear anything, we're going to do it this way or the other, say, look man, I'm with the deen of Allah. Bring me something that is from the deen of Allah, I'm with you. I put everything I can. I put myself in, my time, my energy, my wealth. But it has to be in the deen of Allah. It has to be something that is legislated by Allah. It has to be something that has approved from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It has to be something that the Sahaba have done, because they are our example. But don't bring me anything just because of my color. Let's do it because we're together on it. You got to have this mentality, this aqidah, this manhaj. People calling you, don't look at, oh, they might try. I got to stick to them. I'm going to stick with them. Because they may try, they may people, they this, they're not going to help you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They will free themselves from you, Ya Abdullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, اتَّبَرَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ وَتَفَرَّقَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. On the day of judgment, those people who follow falsehood, by adhering to the statements and the eloquent, powerful presentations of the people of innovation and hizbiyat, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, those leaders that they followed, they will free themselves from them, man. They say, we don't know you. They will free themselves from them. Because they turn to them, they say, look, man, you said this is the right way. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, we followed them. You promised us. You said this is the right way. And they were calling them to bid'ah and innovations. They freed themselves from them on the day of judgment. Same way shaitan free himself from those who follow him. Now, even shaitan will free himself. He said, how could you disobey Allah, my Lord and your Lord? I had no power over you. I invited you. I sent you invitations. You could have tear it apart and put it in the trash. You honored my invitation. That's shaitan. What did shayateen al-ins? There is the shayateen from the human beings sending you invitations that take you away from the path of Allah. Read the invitation. Be careful, Ya Abdullah. Ya Subhanallah. When it comes to food, and you go somewhere and people present you with a lot of food, you don't just close your eyes and start eating, even if you're starving. You want to check, what is this? They're like, oh, that's chicken. And you're like, is it halal? You ask questions. Sometimes they bring you some meat, white meat, but it's like soaked in barbecue sauce. You don't know what it is. It looks, you don't know if it's fish or chicken, but when you ask, they say those are some pork chops. And you're like, "Audhu billah, pork looks like chicken." Yes, it does look like chicken. But you say you're a Muslim, you fear Allah. You want that which is with Allah, and you say, "A'udhu billah." Even if someone say, "Tastes good," said, "Astaghfirullah." That's filthy thing, man. As it looks so good, but it's haram for me. I don't want it. We do this. So how is it when it comes to the deen of Allah, anybody who presents anything to us, we will alhamdulillah, let's get it. You got to be careful. Some people are so eloquent, and they present the falsehood, you think it is the truth. They present to you the bid'ah in so eloquent way, but you think it is the sunnah. But you have to do the homework. You have to look, he's eloquent, but he didn't even mention one hadith. How are we going to follow him? We know when we're supposed to follow Quran and Sunnah. This man talked for an hour. He didn't mention one ayah. He didn't mention one hadith. And when he mentioned an ayah, he says this is what he thinks the ayah is. When he mentioned a hadith, he said this is what we're supposed to do. He didn't mention no Sahaba, no Ibn Abbas, no Abu Bakr, no Umar. He didn't mention no Imam Ahmad, or Malik, or Shafi'i. He didn't mention no Ibn Taymiyyah. So how are we going to think from this person? Na'am, you have to ask questions. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu anhu, ask a question that we're going to tell you, insha'Allah ta'ala, in a moment. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا ما بعد عباد الله نعم عن حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله إنا كنا في جاهلية وشر فجاءنا الله بهذا الخير فهل بعد هذا الخير من شر؟ حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه says, O Messenger of Allah, we used to be in jahiliyyah. We used to be upon evil. And Allah brought us this good Islam. Tawheed, the aqeedah, the sunnah. Allah brought us this khair. Is there any evil that will come after their good? Were we in it? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, yes. Things not going to stay like you are upon the companions these days. Naam, some evil will appear, will come. قَالَ هَلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا الشَّرِّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ Then this great companion, he says, is there any good that will come after this? Is this evil? قَالَ نَعَمْ وَفِيهِ دَخَنْ Prophet ﷺ said, yes, but he's tarnished, he's not pure. It's not like the first one that the companions are upon. He's mixed with something. قال حذيفة وما دخنه يا رسول الله حذيفة says what is the problem with this good why is it not so pure it's good but it's not pure why is it tarnished it's tarnished with what قال قوم يستنون بغير سنتي ويهدون إلى غير هدي he says that's the problem there are people who they are not upon my sunnah And they are not calling to that which I am upon, my guidance. تَعْرِفُ مِنْهُمْ وَتُنْكِرْ You will see things that they do. Yes, it is from Islam. But there is many other things you see has nothing to do with Islam. قَالَ صِفْهُمْ لَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Hudayfa says, describe them for us, these people that they are not upon your sunnah. These people that we see Some good, but there is a lot of evil in this. Describe them for us. قَالَ إِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ مِّن بَنِي جِلْدَتِنَا وَيَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا They are from us, Muslims. Now we think a Jew come in or Buddhist call you to this. No, Muslim, they say La ilaha illallah and they speak in the name of Islam on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, on the minbar. They write on websites that call Muslim websites. They speak the same tongue. That's where the danger comes in. Not anyone who stands in a minbar, take anything from him, because that person standing in a minbar is not Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who you take everything that he says is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other than him, you're going to check it to what this man said and what he has left us upon. As Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala says, كل امرئ يؤخذ من قوله او يرد الا صاحب هذا القبر واسار الى قبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Imam Malik once says every person's statement to be taken or rejected based on what not based on his color not based on how many followers he has how many hits and million hits on YouTube no based on one thing just every person's statements and actions to be taken or rejected except the statement of this man and he pointed to the grave of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم so when I speak When other than me speak about the deen of Allah, pay attention. Don't be deceived by the eloquency of those who have been given the magic, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا Some people, yes. The way they talk, it's like magic on the people. They take their breaths away, even though they're talking about falsehood, about bid'ah and innovations. Whatever agreed with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that's what he wants to be upon. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned them that they are du'atun ala abwab jahannam. Man ajabahum ilayha qadafuhu fiha. There are people who speak in the name of Islam, the name of this and that. We want Muslims to be strong. But they are callers on the gates of the hellfire. Anyone who accept what they are calling to, they will throw him in the hellfire. فَلَا تَغْتَرَّ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بِكَثْرَةِ الشِّعَارَاتِ الْمُنَمَّقَةِ
انظر إلى أمرك، فأنت الذي ستقف أمام الله يوم القيامة. لا ينفعك لا حزب ولا فرقة ولا مال ولا بنون ولا قبيلة، ما ينفعك إلا الإخلاص، تشبتك بدين الله سبحانه وتعالى، بما كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة. هذا هو الميزان، هذا هو المقياس التي تقيس به الأمور. ولا تكن إما بين الناس. نعم يا عبد الله، انتبه لنفسك. Pay attention to yourself. You gotta stand in front of Allah. No one will help you. Those people that now you think, oh, we got you, man. Don't worry about those guys over there, man. Who they calling about? Aqidah, Salaf. Don't worry, we got you. We got everything. What you need? You need a bigger house? We got your house. With his job, you don't like it? Don't worry. Just stay home. We give you a paycheck. Yes, we'll go with those. You got to pay attention. You got to check yourself, your statements, your actions, your aqidah. Because you're going to be asking Yawm al-Qiyamah about each and everything you say, every decision you make. Anyone who call you to anything, say, look, akhi, me and you, we are commanded by Allah in His book and in the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to adhere to the deen of Allah. Is this from the deen of Allah you want us to do? Oh yeah, it is from the deen of Allah. What is the proof? I give it to you next week. Go bring the proof first, man. I'm not going to act on something and the proof coming. What do you mean coming? You're going to put your money on some fish still? You're going to go and fish it from the ocean? You're not going to do that. Show me, where is it? Where is the dalil from the Quran and Sunnah that this is the way we're going to do this aqidah? The way we make this dua? The way we pray? The way we fast? The way we make hajj? Why we have to do it this way? We're only few people, but a lot of people around us doing it another way. Why we don't celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Many Muslims celebrate. One answer. If any of this has a proof to it in the Quran and the Sunnah, and this is what the companions are upon, and they were upon, let's do it. If it's not, we don't do it. Why many Muslims now going against their rulers and in a bloody way? But some few Muslims, they say, no, we cannot do that. Are they cowards? No, they cannot do that because this is what Allah tells them to do, and this is what the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them to do, and this is what the Sahaba did in the times of fitna and trials. That's why you take that spot, not because of other things. Why you have to leave this? Because it's haram. Haram with who? Deen of Allah. Why you don't have to go to this place? You don't say this, you don't shake this hand, you don't look at this or listen to that? Because it is not from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, it is a sad thing to see the Muslims going through a lot of hardship. Muslims are so weak, humiliated, became an easy prey. But who to blame? Wal'iyadu billah, some ignorant, they blame Islam. They said, oh, because of Islam, that's why Muslims are like that. A'udhu billah. La, it's not Islam to blame. It's the actions of the Muslims. Many Muslims, they don't even know their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many Muslims don't know Allah until Ramadan. No, Muslims don't know Allah. All year they have their own plan. Ramadan, now all of a sudden come to the masjid. And by the way, Ramadan is only less than 4 months away, ya ibadallah. Salaf, they used to prepare themselves for Ramadan long time before Ramadan comes in. We want to bring that, even though, mashallah, in briefly, but Ramadan is coming. Before you know it, we'll be looking, where is the moon, what is that? Prepare yourself, ya ibadallah, for Ramadan. As'awullah li wa lakum al-tawfiq wa al-sadad wa al-sihha wa al-afiyah. صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى يجمع كلمة المسلمين على كتاب الله وعلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى يشفي المسلمين من هذا التفرق المذموم، من هذا التقاتل المقيت المذموم الذي لا يخدم إلا مصالح أعداء الله. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.